Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Psalm 52, verses 8 and 9. But I'm like an olive tree thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people. This passage from Psalm 52 begins with a but, as David contrasted himself with Doeg, the Edomite, who'd been seeking to stir up trouble for him with Saul. David has some harsh things to say about Doeg, who'd been bent on David's destruction. David reflects that he decided to live his own life very differently. His desire was to be like an olive tree, a tree that not only was famous for surviving well in a demanding and hot country, but also for its longevity. Olive trees often survive for over 1,000 years. They only have a shallow root system, but their tap roots keep them supplied with moisture even in the harshest terrain. Like David, many of us will have met people like Doeg, who see it as their business to trip us up. It's really tough when that happens. However, the reality of life in a sinful world is that we're bound to run into challenges, and so we all need to know that we have an extensive root system that's able to give us the nourishment and strength that we need. David found his strength from God in various ways. He was often nourished by reading the word of the Lord. It's good to remind ourselves that for David, this was the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible. He also loved to worship with other people as they met together in the tent of meeting that he brought up to Jerusalem. But above all, one senses that he had a continual conversation with God in prayer. God can strengthen us in an endless variety of ways. Our task is to make sure that we put down taproots that will continually give us God's nourishment to sustain us, however tough the opposition. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you are constantly wanting to nourish us as we face the many challenges of life. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.